Welcome to our podcast. I am Linda Messer. My husband Ron and I invite you to join us in our weekly broadcast of A New Voice of Freedom. Welcome to Season 5 of A New Voice of Freedom, written by Ronald Keith Messer. This podcast is taken from a series of books written under the banner In Defense of Christianity. Podcast 35, Argument for the Existence of God, Episode 32, is entitled Science and Atheism.
On the one hand, I have an almost worshipful attitude towards science and the giants who have moved science forward. What a horrible world we would live in without science. The advancements in medicine, technology, and our understanding of temporal law are nothing less than miraculous. True science and true religion are in perfect harmony because both, above all else, want truth. I am astonished at the genius of science and the genius of the men and women who have dedicated their lives to science. We need more scientists. I admire those who have an unquenchable thirst for truth, knowledge, and scientific understanding. Truth will never lead one astray when truth is the primary pursuit. It is only when people impose their own philosophy on science and look for scientific validation of their own theories that science turns into propaganda. I have concerns with those who use science to promote their own atheism. I also have concerns with those who use science to promote their own theism. It is not science, it is pseudoscience. No science, just as no religion, can prove or disprove the existence of God. Belief in God is an act of faith and is not subject to irrefutable empirical evidence. Some, in the name of science, have spread their atheism in our schools from K through 12 and throughout our colleges and universities. The primary product of a college education today is liberalism, socialism, Marxism, humanism, and atheism. As Christianity is being expelled, atheism is filling the vacuum. Being taught is truth. Therefore, it is not recognized for the godless propaganda that it is. It is agenda-driven, not science-driven. Atheism, made legitimate by the declining search for truth, is dressed in the borrowed robes of science. Personal choice is irrelevant to truth. However, when one uses the supposed authority of science to preach one's own principles to our youth, and thus try to tear down our democracy, our reliance upon God, our faith, and our religion, then I stand first for liberty and condemn all false teachers. I see propaganda at its worst in the misuse of the theory of evolution. It is an example of taking a brilliant theory and forging it into a double-edged sword to fight against God and against religion.
Thank you for listening. Watch for our next podcast.